Thanks for downloading the Songwriters Hall of Fame podcast, number 9. The Song Hall offers a wide variety of programs, scholarships, and publications for aspiring songwriters. The music in this podcast represents a variety of genres and styles from unsigned writers who have all participated in recent Song Hall showcases. We'll be playing Ride, written by Noel Cohen and Diana Page, and performed by Diana Page. Almost Over You, written and performed by Jersey Jung. But you know I shouldn't have played on the radio, 'cause I was almost over you. You Should Be My Girl, written and performed by Jason Udoff. I know you won't give yourself away, but there's no price I wouldn't pay. Baby, you should be my girl. And This Beautiful Light, written by Lowell Stringer and Nate Stengrevics, and performed by their band 28N. In the promised land, I've got the power in my hand in this beautiful life. Yeah. The Songwriters Hall of Fame is dedicated to recognizing and honoring the accomplishments of people who create the popular songs heard and enjoyed around the world. You can learn more at songhall.org. But right now, let's get started. Our first pair of songwriters, Noel Cohen and Diana Page, usually perform their own work separately. Noel Cohen has written charting songs for many jazz, R&B, pop, and indie artists, as well as having recorded his own songs. And Diana Page has been a singer-songwriter for most of her life, having been raised in a musical family. But they teamed up on writing this song, which features Diana on vocals. It's called Ride. What you see is what you get when you're looking at me. I'm gonna tell it like it is, most definitely. I got a vibe off of you, like you know what I mean. Boy, I'm liking what you're doing, so come do it to me. I can tell by the way you look me in the eyes that you're not like the other guys. So let's say our goodbyes, 'cause it's perfectly clear. We wanna get to know each other, so let's get out of here. Care if you're with another girl when you call, 'cause I know she's just a friend, she don't mean nothing at all. I believe when you say that you'll never lie. I got the keys to your penis, so let's go for a ride. I don't care how far we go, we can drive real fast or cruise real slow. I just want you to know you're making me high, so put the pedal to the metal, baby, come on and drive. That was Diana Page and Ride, written by Diana Page and Noel Cohen. Jersey Jung is Jersey Jung's real name, and she makes music because, as she says, it's the most powerful and pure form of expression I know of. She thinks of her songs as small sonic snapshots from all of the journeys she sees happening around her, including her own. Here's Jersey Jung and the song, Almost Over You.
Why's everybody gotta write so many songs about rain? Maybe they're standing looking at the tears on my face. Why's everybody gotta like just singing all about pain? I think they're all getting kinda carried away. Now once more in my trouble. They're gonna end up with mud. Why's everybody gotta fight? You know it's never enough. A song don't bring home the one they are thinking of. Now once more in my mixed up mind, are all the things I couldn't find. And I was almost over the moment. When I was almost over the moon, but you know I shouldn't have played the radio, 'cause I was almost over you. I was almost over you. Maybe I'll just find somebody. Maybe I won't, but for now I gotta get it out. Tell somebody how I feel, write a sad song of my own. 'Cause I was almost over the moment when I was almost over the moon. But you know I shouldn't have played the radio, 'cause I was almost over you. I was almost over the moment when I was almost over the moon. But you know I shouldn't have played the radio, 'cause I was almost
That was Jersey Jung and Almost Over You. New Yorker Jason Udoff has followed up his critically acclaimed debut album, Smoke, Sex, Water, with 12 diverse yet unique songs on a new CD, Tragic Hero. I recently talked with Jason about his career and his songwriting. The songs on your latest album, Tragic Hero, cover a diverse range of styles. Are there specific artists you emulate or are influenced by?
You know, when I was younger and I started writing songs, people would always say, oh, that sounds like a, that sounds kind of like a Billy Joel, or oh, that sounds a little like a Stevie Wonder, or, oh, that sounds like a, you know, and I took that to heart really early on, and I think somewhat insulated myself from a lot of today's, you know, quote-unquote popular music, because I didn't really want to be too directly influenced by any one artist, although most of the industry people I talk to agree that, you know, I'm very talented and have nice songs. They're not really sure how to market it because it doesn't really sound like anything else.
What seems to be your general approach to songwriting?
For me, the magic happens, you know, when the lyrics and the melody and the music all sort of come together at the same time. That's when it feels the most rewarding to me, like I'm really creating a complete work, you know, at one time. Most of the songs that I consider my better songs are songs that come in like an hour, you know, or an hour and a half, where it's more as one complete thought. And usually it'll start with me just thinking about some kind of groove or some kind of melody. Sometimes the lyrics will just come out real quick, real easy, and all of a sudden I'll have a song that feels like it, you know, it just got here. I find that if I work on a song, right, say I get like a verse and a chorus in, and I say, oh, you know, that was good. I'm going to come back to that one. I'm going to put that down. And then a week later, I come back to it. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be in a different headspace. I'm going to be in a different place than I was originally when I was inspired to start writing the song. So I don't know if that lends itself to an inconsistency in lyrics or melody, but I still find that better songs, my more favorite songs than mine, just really come out all in one shot. But, you know, everybody's got their own methodology, and I certainly don't adhere to it, or else I'd only have the songs that came in an hour. So I do still work on it, but I'll go stretches where I don't write songs for a couple of months if I'm not feeling it. I'm not going to sit there and start writing things that just to write something.
How did you get involved with the Songwriters Hall of Fame?
How did I get involved with the Songwriters Hall of Fame? I think I went and checked this out just years ago. I was doing a bunch of singer-songwriter sessions at the Bitter End, and there was some songwriter song hall program, and I checked out one of the programs, and, you know, it seemed like I met a bunch of cool people at the event, and just joined up with the song hall group. You know, it's a nice place for artists to network with each other and check out everybody else's work. And, you know, I try and take a workshop or two every now and then just to kind of learn something new and keep my face around. When they were having submissions for their new writer showcase, I sent in a CD and they picked one of my songs a few years ago, and then they picked another one for my most recent album.
And that's You Should Be My Girl. We'll be featuring that song in the podcast.
Well, that song actually was the last song that I picked for this album. It was between that song and a different song of mine called Time Will Tell. And I sat with my producer, you know, with about 20 to 25 songs, possibilities for the album. And I was having a little bit of trouble with the bridge on that song, and I almost didn't actually pick it. But I'm so happy with the way it turned out on the album. It quickly became one of my favorite recordings. So I was pretty happy to include it. And then when they picked it for the CD, it was a surprise, and it was really gratifying that I made the right decision.
Well, Jason, thanks for talking with me, and best of luck to you and your career.
Appreciate it.
And from his current album, Tragic Hero, here's Jason Udoff and You Should Be My Girl.
What you got that no one knows, an escape, a place to go. But even when the clouds roll in, you've got your private sun. Come on, baby, take my hand, blink twice if you understand. There's no price I wouldn't pay. Baby, you should be my girl. I can whisper in your ear, tell you what you wanna hear. I can make sweet love to you the morning comes around. There's nothing
was Jason Udoff with You Should Be My Girl. Lowell Stringer and Nate Stengrevics have been friends making music together since childhood. Their songwriting skills are behind the songs they perform as the band 28N. And from 28N's Where Tenses Meet CD, this is the song This Beautiful Light. That was 28N and This Beautiful Light, written by Lowell Stringer and Nate Stengrevics. And that wraps up this edition of the Song Hall podcast. The songhall.org website provides much more information about the artists you've heard here, as well as links to their websites. If you like what you've heard, please let them know. In that way, as the Hall of Fame's chairman, Hal David, says, you encourage these songwriters and many others to continue to create the words and music that inspire, comfort, and offer joy to so many. Our podcasts spotlight up-and-coming talent and will provide new music for your listening pleasure. Stay tuned for our next Song Hall podcast, and thanks for listening. Be sure to visit songhall.org. Copyright 2009 Songwriters Hall of Fame. All rights reserved.